Hello everyone, my name is Oleg, this is Serge,
Hello.
and our today's topic is Adaptive Query Optimization Approaches and Challenges. So what is Adaptive Query Optimization? This term has several different meanings, so I'll explain what I mean by Adaptive Query Optimization in this talk. To understand that, let's recall how SQL queries are executed in Postgres. We have some query, we join several tables under some conditions or clauses. The first processing stage is called query optimization. It takes a query as an input, uses some pre-computed statistics over the tables, and outputs the query plan. Well, the point is that SQL is a declarative language, so SQL query tells what has to be done for the data, but not how Postgres should achieve that result. Query plan is the exact algorithm of what operations should be performed on the data step by step to get this result. You can get plan for every SQL query in Postgres by printing explain before that query in PSQL command line. As you see, plan is a binary tree where node is scan or join or some other operation. After that, Postgres executes the generated plan like a kind of interpreter and get the results. During this execution, some statistics may be collected, including how long each node was executed and how many tuples it produced. In Postgres, one can see that statistics using explain-analyze operator. The red color highlights the execution statistics in the plan on the slide. Now, adaptive query optimization is just a red line on this slide. The main idea of adaptive query optimization is to use query execution statistics from already executed queries for the optimization of the new ones. If one query is about apples and another is about oranges, that makes no sense. But if queries in workload have something in common, which is usually the case, then query execution statistics from one query can help us to avoid the same optimization errors in similar queries. To explain adaptive query optimization, I need to briefly describe how traditional query optimization works. The approach used in the majority of modern database management systems is called cost-based. It relies on so-called cost function. The cost function takes the plan as an input and outputs its cost, the amount of resources needed to execute the plan. Usually resources means time. Having this function, we can solve the discrete optimization problem and find the plan with the minimal cost function among all possible plans for the given SQL query. The optimization method in PostgreSQL is good. It finds a global minimum for every query that has less than 11 joins by default, and the only restriction for the cost function is being additive. That means that for each plan, cost should be equal to the sum of cost of its root node and its left and right subtrees. And because the optimization method is good, we will focus on the cost function. Given a node and a number of its input tuples, we can estimate the amount of resources needed to execute this node using more or less simple formulas, because we know the algorithm of this node. The papers on the slide approve that the main problem of query optimizers are not formulas in the cost function, but the estimation of the number of tuples, which is also called cardinality estimation. So how can we estimate the cardinality or the number of output tuples for one node? If it is the scan node, then the cardinality is known, because PostgreSQL knows the size of the table. If the scan node has some clause in it, then we still can estimate its cardinality easy and fast using pre-computed histograms over each column as it is shown on the slide. However, when we have two clauses, the cardinality estimation problem becomes ambiguous, and as we see on the slide, the joint cardinality may vary from zero to the cardinality of one of the clauses. And the actual joint cardinality depends on the semantics of the data in the database and on the clauses. To conclude traditional query optimization section, I must say that query optimization is a solved problem for simple queries, For k value query, we have only one clause and there is nothing to optimize, and for simple queries cost function is also more or less good. But for the complex queries, which may be generated by ORM or came from OLAP, query optimizer becomes the main component which determines database performance, and unfortunately usually it is a bottleneck. So, what can we do to solve the problem? As I have already said, adaptive query optimization, or shortly ACO, uses the execution statistics from the already executed queries to optimize the new ones. What is this statistics? Here, for each node of the plan, we have the following information. The tables that are joined by this node, the conditions over these relations, and the true cardinality for this node. We will use machine learning methods to predict the cardinality for a plan node, it's denoted by red color,